Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shenyang 2017 World Tour kicks off in three U.S. cities. Russia Falun Gong practitioners share their cultivation experiences. General Mills employee awarded for her efforts to raise awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Defense lawyer, how can teaching good values be unlawful? Tianjin man in dire condition after being on hunger strike for over 8 months. And medical doctor recounts experiences in early days of practicing Falun Gong in Beijing. Now for the stories. Shenyang 2017 World Tour kicks off in three U.S. cities. Shenyang Performing Arts launched its 2017 World Tour on December 22, 2016, in three United States cities, Detroit, Michigan, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, to be followed by performances in two Texas cities right after Christmas. The New York-based company has added a fifth touring group, Shenyang North America Company, which, along with other companies, will perform in over 130 cities in the Americas, Asia, Oceania, and Europe. Shenyang also recently announced that its invention of the backdrop stage performance interaction has been patented as of this October. IT project manager Lisa Huffman was in the Houston audience on December 27th and said, "I was extremely impressed. It was spectacular. It really brought forth a lot of the history of China and made it into such a beautiful lesson. It was very enlightening." Theater director Tricia Denton said, "It's very magical. It's very timeless. It's very potent. It's very gentle and yet very powerful at the same time. It really tells the story of a different generation, just a different look of moving through the time of history and in a way that is very uplifting," she added. Barbara Seidick, a retired commercial interior designer, said, "It is the height of color. It was incredible and outstanding. As an artist and an expert in color and color theory, it was fabulous to see the color combinations in the gowns and the costuming," she added. "It is the brilliance of man, and I saw that in color through the performance," Ms. Seidick said. Stunning and profound. Mr. Liu, who attended the performance in Detroit on December 23rd with Ms. Zhang, both come from mainland China. Mr. Liu said, "I haven't seen many of those classical dances for a very long time. It's stunning when I got to see it today." Ms. Jiang said, "This is my first time learning about China's culture, music, and dance this systematically. After seeing Shenyang, I felt that Chinese culture is very profound, and the dance is very profound, too." Shenyang will continue touring in North America with upcoming performances in Charlotte, North Carolina, San Francisco, California, Kitchener, Canada, and Hamilton, Canada.
Russia Falun Gong practitioners share their cultivation experiences. Since Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, was first introduced to Russia in 1998, thousands of Russians from all walks of life have benefited from the ancient Chinese cultivation practice. We present here the story of a young practitioner couple. Young husband and wife, Falun Gong brings us harmonious marriage. My husband Andre and I both practice Falun Gong. Our neighbors often praise us as being a great couple, but in fact, we often had intensive conflicts, especially right after we got married. Yet in every conflict, we tried to see our own shortcomings. When we have the wish of improving ourselves and doing better, the wisdom of Falun Gong always brings us harmony. Families are special, and where the deeply hidden rocks in one's heart are exposed. In the psychology courses I took in college, I learned that family conflicts are different at different stages of marriage, and many family conflicts are related to the social crisis. However, the psychology courses never address how to solve the family conflicts. The teachings of Falun Gong gave me a standard to measure my behaviors, using the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. From Falun Gong, I learned that I should first change myself when a conflict arises. This is also the most important traditional value that our family life should rely on. I lived with my parents before I got married. When I had conflicts with them, I always secluded myself. When I closed my door, I closed myself. Back then, I had sufficient reasons to believe that my behaviors were correct. After I started practicing Falun Gong, I started looking for my own faults, what I did wrong. I keep looking until I find the deeply hidden selfishness, which makes me deviate from righteousness. Another example of how looking inward helps was when I had a toothache and I looked inside for my own problems. I found that I wasn't paying enough attention to my speech. I often expressed anger and complained about others. I also often like to give empty speeches and criticize others. Our master, the founder of Falun Gong, always teaches us to speak with compassion. Once I found this shortcoming in myself, I started to pay attention to what I said and how I said it. I always thought I was a nice person, but I now measure myself against the teachings of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and realize that there are many areas where I need to improve, including the way I think and the thoughts that lead to anger. My husband Andre said he has also changed a lot in the last 4 years of married life. He said at the beginning I often had quarrels with my wife over things that were very trivial. I even thought about divorce. Sometimes I was jealous of my wife and thought that one day she would leave me. The anger and jealousy ate me up. More than once I kicked her out of the house because of anger. Luckily, cultivating truthfulness, compassion, forbearance opened my eyes and calmed down my angry heart. I now always try to stay calm when dealing with conflicts. Following the teachings of Falun Dafa, our family life has become increasingly stable and peaceful.
General Mills employee awarded for her efforts to raise awareness about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The Asian Heritage Network at General Mills, America's third largest food company, recently issued a Serving the World by Serving the Community Award to employee Ping Ping Yu for her efforts raising awareness about organ harvesting atrocities and the persecution of Falun Gong in China. The award was announced on October 27th during the closing ceremony of the company's annual Asian Leadership Conference at its global headquarters in Golden Valley, Minnesota. Mrs. Carmen Johnson, a senior manager in Ping Ping's department, issued the award. She told the more than 200 attendees about Ms. Yu's volunteer work in helping raise awareness in the local community and urging community leaders to help stop organ harvesting atrocities in China. She said she admired Ms. Yu for her and other Minnesota volunteers' unyielding efforts to reveal the persecution to the Minnesotans and the community leaders, including the legislature. She also mentioned the recently passed Minnesota State Resolution 2090, which condemns forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience in China. She thanked Ms. Yu for helping her and other Minnesotans learn about the persecution. Ms. Yu received the award along with a hearty hug and sincere congratulations from Mrs. Johnson.
Defense lawyer, how can teaching good values be unlawful? The police in Chengdu City arrested and assaulted two Falun Gong practitioners in December 2015 for distributing informational materials about Falun Gong, a spiritual practice being persecuted in China. Ms. Ding Hui and Mr. Zheng Bin were tried on November 24, 2016, and both pleaded not guilty. In the courtroom, the prosecutor presented photos of flyers, magazines, and DVDs that allegedly contained Falun Gong information as evidence against the two practitioners. When a defense lawyer demanded to see the actual evidence, the judge denied the request. The defense lawyer said photos cannot be used as evidence in court according to the law. He then took out a magazine and said, "This is a periodical published by Falun Gong, and in here are stories including how a man tried to be a good person after he started practicing." He read the stories in court and asked the judge, "How can teaching good values be unlawful?" Falun Gong practitioners believe that publishing literature, promoting the practice, and explaining to people why the persecution is wrong are their constitutional rights to speech and belief. The Chengdu District Court judge rendered a guilty verdict on December 15th and sentenced Ms. Ding to a 3-year prison term and Mr. Zheng to 3 years and 2 months. The two practitioners have filed appeals with the Intermediate Court.
Tianjin man in dire condition after being on hunger strike for over 8 months. A Tianjin man who has been on hunger strike for more than 8 months was not able to recognize his family when they visited him on December 22, 2016. Mr. Hua Lanyo was arrested on April 14, 2016 for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. The police sent him to Binhai Prison hours later without following due process. Mr. Hua started a hunger strike to protest the illegal detention as soon as he was admitted to the prison. The guards force-fed him with chili pepper water and tortured him on a regular basis. His health quickly declined. When his wife and daughter visited him on November 24th, he had to be wheeled into the meeting room. He told them about how he had been abused at the prison hospital from August 25th to October 25th. The guards had poured cold water all over his body before turning on the fan to blow air on him. They also didn't allow him to sleep. Mr. Hua's wife and daughter were heartbroken when he no longer responded to them during their visit on December 22nd. His eyes remained closed for the duration of the meeting, and all he did was repeatedly talk about how he was force-fed and beaten. The guards refused to release him on bail despite his wife's request. She is now in the process of hiring a lawyer to seek justice against the prison. She is also calling on the international community to pay attention to her husband's plight. This is not the first time that Mr. Hua has been targeted for his faith. He was sentenced to a 5-year prison term following an arrest in 2001. When he was arrested again on April 24, 2012, he was given a 7-year jail sentence. He was released on January 28, 2014 after being on hunger strike for 617 days. He filed a criminal complaint against Jiang Zemin in June 2015, holding the former Chinese dictator responsible for ordering the persecution of Falun Gong, which resulted in his past imprisonment. The local police arrested him in April 2016 and have since been holding him captive. His family was never told of his exact sentence.
Medical doctor recounts experiences in early days of practicing Falun Gong in Beijing. Before the persecution of Falun Gong began in 1999, practitioners went to practice sites to participate in group exercises every day. The following are some stories from our practice site in Beijing. My marvelous change to better health. I am a medical doctor and I have practiced Falun Gong for 20 years. I didn't have a good impression of Qigong before I started practicing Falun Gong, but I witnessed marvelous recoveries from illnesses in Falun Gong practitioners, many of whom had previously suffered from incurable heart disease, high blood pressure, and chronic heart failure. I thought about asking my many diabetes patients to try Falun Gong, but fearing unexpected consequences, I decided to try the practice for myself first, and if the practice was safe, I would ask my patients to try it. I gradually learned that the purpose of Falun Gong was not for treating illnesses, but through the practice, many practitioners' illnesses truly disappeared. The prerequisite is that one needs to attentively study the Fa teachings and practice the exercises and truly follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Doing otherwise is not effective. During my Falun Gong practice, I noticed my own body undergoing significant changes. I had much more energy and did not feel sleepy, even if I went without sleep for 2 days. The chronic inflammation of the throat that I had suffered for several decades simply disappeared. Within a week after I began practicing, the pain in my back was also gone, and I could do heavy physical labor easily. Within a little over a month, my chronic inflammation of the intestine and hemorrhoids, things I had suffered with for decades, all disappeared. My dramatic health changes impressed many people, many of whom also started practicing Falun Gong. There was an elderly military general who attended our practice site. He started practicing Falun Gong in the early 1990s, and his health benefited a great deal. He introduced the practice to his colleagues and supervisors. Some of them also started practicing. He told us one day, "The elderly army officers are so happy to become healthy after practicing Falun Gong." One of them told me, "My whole body was aching before practicing Falun Gong. All of my illnesses are gone now. I eat well and sleep well. I have also become more youthful, and I don't need any help from my sons and daughters. Society also benefits because I no longer require help with my medical bills.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.